retarded. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's another great day for drugs. The sun is shining bright. So pass the bong and let's all get high.
Andy Dick.
It's another great day for drugs.
I like the tone.
It's raining hard outside. So pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
You saw those new pictures of him, right?
Yeah. It's another great day for drugs.
Andy Dick.
My girlfriend's cat just died. So eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high.
Still like he's a good guest, though.
It's another great day for drugs.
He did.
The cops keep driving by. So snort a line and eat some shrooms and pour the beer and pass the bong and let's all get high. Loving you is very nice.
Aye, aye, aye.
But not as nice as drugs.
The Don and Mike Show.
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You can talk, bitch.
There we go. Let's get back to this mother's thing.
Very good.
Are you stupid like your mother? We're trying to give away $500. We will talk about Mike Vick, all the crap that happened today.
Right. Yep.
That worthless apology. We'll have that when we get to the news with Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have tape of Holly Morris talking to our transvestite.
Pretty good.
lots of Mike Vick third person, but just one real fast. Nothing to do with anything. We'll get right back to these calls.
Right.
We talked about this commercial running on some of the DirecTV high-def channels with Christopher from The Sopranos.
Yes.
Where he's selling a certain brand of HD DVD player.
Christopher!
Anyway, listen to this. It's 15 seconds, you'll laugh your ass off at how seriously Michael Imperioli takes himself. Oops, if I could just play it.
If you're like me and are passionate about film, I must tell you about Toshiba's HD DVD player. It lets me play my HD DVDs in high def and even makes my standard DVD collection look better. To me, it's the ultimate movie experience.
Now, hold on, where's the part where he says I'm a director?
That's the only one I could find this weekend, but have you ever met anyone in real life that really says, I must tell you?
If you're like me and are passionate about film, I must tell you about Toshiba's HD DVD player.
Well, unfortunately, we got to have the whole thing, though.
I'll keep my eyes open. It does, under his name, though, it says Michael Imperioli, producer, director, actor.
Oh, did you get the part where he says, it's another great day for drugs?
Something about dipping something in vodka.
Right.
That's what he has.
I did see you found this.
Coming your way in 14 days. The King of Queens on My 20. A double dose of king-size lap.
Do you remember the one where Doug's sister is a gym
teacher?
Sit down.
Don't even start it.
Sit down.
Don't even start it. Let's get back to stupid mothers. In honor of Carrie Spiewak, who is on her way back from the Midwest right now.
Should be here any minute.
We're playing Are You Stupid Like Your Mother? And let's see. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Michelle.
Hi there, Michelle. Are you stupid like your mother?
No.
Well, tell us something really stupid that your mother did, Michelle.
Well, my mother and I were shopping for a little TV for in her kitchen. And she is in the Sears and she's walking by. And she says, oh, this is a perfect size TV for me. And look at this. It's got all the right buttons and everything. And I looked at her. I'm like, Mom, that's a microwave. I said, did you think they have a little special popcorn channel for you?
Oh, dear. She mistook a television for a microwave. How stupid is that? Stupid.
That's cute. That's like morning show cute, right?
It sure is. I don't doubt that it's true.
Me too. Let's go to the guys. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Who's this?
Mike.
Michael, are you stupid like your mother?
No, I'm not.
What's the stupidest thing your mother ever did?
Stupidest thing my mother ever did was buy a RAV4. About a month or two later, she stopped off at a gas station and put diesel fuel in it. Probably got about a half a block away from the gas station before it conked out on the side of the road.
Now, what possessed her to put diesel fuel into the RAV4?
Yeah. She said it wasn't marked properly in the gas pump. So you normally have one gas nozzle that's bigger than the other.
She didn't show any guy her vagina, did she?
She excuse me?
Right.
Yep. Okay, Mike, thank you very much.
I know that one story with the mom that had passed
it's
away.
Kind of the gold standard. Yeah. That's the landing strip that we want everybody to land on.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hi.
I get it.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ida.
Hi, Ida.
Hope we can trim these other calls away.
Love your fries.
Idaho.
Hi, or Ida. Ida, are you stupid like your mom?
No, I'm not.
That's a good answer. Why is your mom, why are you calling that? Why is your mom stupid?
Okay, she borrowed my Jeep to go to the liquor store.
She what?
Store.
She
borrowed
hold
my Jeep.
Borrowed the Jeep.
Okay.
She put diesel fuel in it?
I'm sorry?
Did she put diesel in it?
No, she didn't do that. But she probably would do that. Anyway, she went to the liquor store to play the poker machine. She was bombed for
hours. Wait, slow down. She went where to play the poker machine?
To the local liquor store.
Right, to play like video poker?
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so she was gone for hours. She comes back, and about an hour later, I look out front, and I say, Mom, where's my Jeep? She's like, what do you mean? It's out front. I'm like, no, it's not. She's like, oh, someone must have stolen it then. I called the police, made a report, everything. A little while later, after the police left, my brother took me around the neighborhood just to check things out. My Jeep was in front of the liquor store. She walked home and didn't remember and left my Jeep there.
You mean she actually walked home from the liquor store?
Yeah, it's not that far. We live in a neighborhood. It wasn't that far. A couple blocks away. She walked.
Pixie. Not exactly.
Really something.
Close. Hello, Don and Mike show. Not really close. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Got a stupid mom?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. The stupidest thing my mom...
What's your name, ma'am?
My name's Jody.
Jody. Jody.
Yeah.
Hello, Jody.
Hello. The stupidest thing my mom did was accept a live crab in a BART station in San Francisco.
Accepted a live crab where?
On a piece of plastic in a BART station in San Francisco.
Oh, that's a metro. That's right. A subway station.
Yeah, so where she was waiting in line for the bathroom, I was taking her, we were coming home from a concert, and these people came up and said, hey, you know, our crab's dying on this piece of, they have this live crab on a piece of plastic, and they're like, can we go into the bathroom and get it wet? So that we can, you know, because it needs some water. And my mom's all, no, you're not cutting in front of me in line. I'll take the crab in there. I was like, Mom, don't. And before I could get it out, she took the crab and went to the bathroom. Well, she gets the crab wet, and now it starts moving around. And she comes out of the bathroom, and the second these people gave my mom the crab, they turned around and hauled butt through the BART station and took off and left her there with this crab. The entire line of everybody waiting in line for the bathroom is cracking up, and my mom comes out. Now she doesn't know what to do with this crab.
Anybody follow this?
No. I am absolutely confused.
Did your mom get crabs?
No, my mom got a live crab, like a big, like 10-inch, like crab that you would steam and put on and eat for dinner.
Okay, I understood that. And where was this? In the Bay Area, San Francisco?
Yeah, in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, on public transportation. So,
that's pretty much your mom brought a live.
So taking the live crab from strangers and then taking it into a bathroom.
Right.
And
bye.
Okay,
well,
I'm sorry. No, I must agree. I must concur.
Hello.
Concur with my distinguished colleague from Virginia.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Now thicken up.
Hello. Hi. Who's this?
How you doing? I'm Dave.
Hi there, Dave. Are you stupid like your mom?
Yeah, I pretty much.
Good.
I'm still stupid.
Fine. Good answer.
That's a good answer, and that might have potential. But what's the stupidest thing your mom's ever done that you're aware of?
Well, it was a few days before Christmas, back in the 1960s. And back then, you only hinted about what you wanted for Christmas. You didn't go up and just say, hey, I want this, you know.
All right.
And so I go, I was studying drums. I wanted to be a drummer, a jazz drummer. And I go, gee, I kind of wish I had some brushes. You know, so Christmas morning, you know, I'm so excited because I knew my mom heard me.
Oh, please don't tell me your mother actually buys you like painting brushes.
And she opened.
That's like cute. That's not even.
That's really
brushes.
That's just cute.
Brush my hair.
She got you hairbrushes.
Hairbrushes. Wacky
anyone could make that mistake, Dave. You are more stupid than your mother.
See, because if anybody doesn't know, brushes are something used like to play the hi-hat.
Yeah.
With
my summaries aren't going to be very good in this segment.
No? These calls are not.
Dave, before Christmas, hairbrushes.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Close enough.
Hello?
Radio gods.
Hey. Got a stupid mom?
Yeah, I do.
What's your name?
My name is Mike. Her name is Penny.
All right. Tell us about Dirty Penny.
My mother
about Mother
had,
Penny. Mother
the very
Penny.
First 1994 Mustang on the road, and she was coming home.
Hold on. Your mother bought the very first 94 Mustang?
Yes, on the road in New York State.
Okay.
Okay.
So it was kind of like, you know, the neighborhood, everyone run out and look at it. It was a nice car. Well, she was following the guys that were filling in the cracks in the road and got tar on the hood.
Okay.
Well, she was a lady who you liked to use to bump into the bank poles and get yellow paint all over the place, and I always had to clean her car for her.
Gotcha.
Well, I came home, and she says, well, guess what? I go, what, Mom? She goes, I got black tar on the hood of the car.
Heroin?
Yeah, on the Mustang.
Oh, okay.
And the car was only probably a month or two old.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So I go, Mom, how did you get the tar off the car? She was very simple. I got the sponge from the sink. I go, okay, what side of the sponge did you use? She goes, the rough side.
The scrubbing.
I go, you use the Brillo pad on the hood. She goes, yeah, I took about five spots.
Bye!
Okay.
That, you know, sucked.
Maybe people just, we only had the one woman that really had a great call. And yeah. Unfortunately, her mom had passed away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Terry.
Terry, man, we just have to cut right to it. Is your mom incredibly stupid?
She's the epitome of a blonde.
Okay, I'm not optimistic.
Me either.
No. What'd she do? What's your name, Terry?
I'm not even going to start the music
here. Terry.
Bottom line.
Just tell us what it is very quickly.
What'd she do?
Okay, she had a dead battery, so rather than going out and getting a new battery, my dad gave her the battery out of his boat, you know, a typical marine battery. Well, a week later at the duck pond in our town, she was feeding the ducks and decided she wanted to get closer to the ducks. So she got in her car, put it in drive, drove up over the curb and into the lake to get closer to the ducks. And when the tow truck driver and the cops and everybody got there to ask her, you know, what in the hell she was doing,
She
said, well, the marine battery helped make the boat float. Why wouldn't it help make the car float?
Are you really telling the truth?
If that's true, that is...
I swear on my children.
That is incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
If your mother thought that, you know, this might actually be kind of what we're looking for if it's true.
Thought a marine battery would make the car float.
Right.
Because it said in big letters on the side of the battery, marine battery, so she figured it was aquatic.
You know, this might actually...
So she tried to drive her car into the lake?
She drove it into the lake.
Like all the way in?
Like she had to crawl out the window onto the roof and was sitting on the trunk from the tow truck, and police showed up.
What year? What year, sir?
What year did this happen?
Yeah.
91. 90. I was 11.
91.
You know, that sure is stupid. I mean,
on the sheer basis of getting the mother's side, I'd love to hear the confirmation.
You got a number for her back there, guys? We'll call this guy's mom.
Terry's mother thought that a marine battery would make her car float. That's what she told the authorities after she drove her car into the lake because she wanted to get closer to the ducks.
The ironic thing is when the battery was dead, when she first found out it was dead, she sat there for 30 minutes with the jumper cables on the battery and the other two ends together waiting for it to charge.
Wow.
That really is stupid.
That's good, too.
Really is stupid.
And she was sober?
Oh,
stone cold sober. And the funny thing is, she's a teacher.
She's a teacher. Right. Elementary school?
Yeah.
Hold on, God, dude. We have to get, we got to get your mom's phone number.
Well, as soon as we get it, we'll call her right up.
Very good. And that's not to be, have we got our winner, perhaps?
Maybe so.
I think we might.
Not to
Maybe
be confused so. With Mike, Dave, Jody, Michelle.
Did you want to recap?
Mike or Ida. Yeah. Mike, who bought his first, mom bought her first 94 Mustang, got tar on the hood and washed it off with a Brillo pad.
Yeah, BFD.
Dave, before Christmas, his mother got him hairbrushes instead of drum brushes.
Right, BFD.
Jody, somebody in San Francisco gave her a live crab.
BFD.
Ida, her mother borrowed her Jeep, went to the liquor store to play video poker and walked home forgetting it was there.
What? BFD.
Mike's mother bought a RAV4 and filled it with diesel.
BFD.
And Michelle's mother, shopping for a TV, mistook it for a microwave.
BFD, but then we finally stumbled upon a usable one.
Terry, whose battery, his mom's battery went dead, and her father put the boat battery in her car, and she thought she could drive the car into the lake and it would float because it had a marine battery.
I'm sorry.
Which, if it's true, and we confirm it's true.
What?
We need to know Terry's mom's name.
What's Terry? Terry, what's your mom's name?
All right, hold on a second, for goodness sakes. Terry. Hi, Terry. Hey, Terry, what's your mom's name?
Tammy.
Tammy and Terry. All right, and that's after she tried to charge the battery by putting the two ends on the battery and the other two together. Wow.
If she really drove the car into a lake because she thought it would float.
That it would float, that it would turn
battery,
it into a boat.
That's gold, Jerry.
That's special.
It sure is.
All right, hold on there.
Really,
now.
just totally unique.
Don't say nothing when we get your mom on the phone here, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's now welcome to the show Tammy. Hi there, Tammy.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi there. We have your son Terry on the line with us. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Tammy, thanks for joining us on the show. We really appreciate it.
Oh.
Now, Tammy,
you're welcome.
Let me give you a little background here. There's a man on this show named Rob, and he has a wife who sometimes, well, one time he said to his wife,
are you stupid like your mother?
Are you stupid like your mother?
Make a long story short, that's the name of a game. Are you stupid like your mother? And we're asking people to call in with very interesting things that their moms have done over the years.
And your son called us with one specific thing that you did that he found to be incredibly stupid, and we concur.
Now, do you think you might want to share with us some of the stupid things you've done and maybe the stupidest thing you've ever done, Tammy?
Well, absolutely. No, I think I've improved over the years.
Okay, what would that be? What would the stupidest thing you've ever done be?
I drove into the lake.
And why'd you do that?
Because I had a marine battery from our boat, and I put it in my car.
Right.
And I was going to go feed the ducks.
Yes.
And so I thought if I put the battery in my car, the boat floated, so it would make my car float. Okay,
that's it. That's confirmation. So
that's pretty
we
good.
We have a winner.
That is pretty.
That was pretty stupid.
Tammy, that's the winner. You know that now. That's a good thing.
That is really stupid.
That's the stupidest thing. That's more than the vagine before. This is the stupidest thing. The winner today is the legitimate winner.
It was a war of attrition, and it paid off.
Terry, your mom, Tammy, here, drove the car to the lake thinking the battery would make it float. It doesn't get stupider than that.
And, Terry, what about when you tried to charge the battery? Do you remember what you
did
then?
Do you remember how you tried to charge the battery?
Oh, yes. I put the two ends of the battery together, and then two ends on the battery, and I sat in my car for an hour and a half waiting for it to charge.
God bless you, Tammy. Great.
Boy, did you save our butt, Tammy.
You're fantastic, Tammy.
You really did.
I fed my husband cat food by mistake.
Wow, I think it goes on
Winner.
And on.
Terry, we have for you $500 in cash. Dude, are you there?
Yeah.
Terry, yeah.
Well, he's like, he takes after his mom a little bit. He's just sitting there
awesome.
He's just sitting there breathing through his mouth.
Yeah.
And Mom, we have some Church's fried chicken for you. We want you to hold on, please, and thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, kids.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, son.
You know, that really worked out well.
I sure enjoyed that one. Mm.
Thank God.
Wow.
Thank God.
A lot of Marine. And, I mean, the way she said it matter-of-factly, my crap detector didn't even come out to play.
Not a chance.
That is the real deal here.
Not a chance.
Sitting there also with an hour for an hour and a half with the two battery ends together, it just won't start.
And you know what? It makes you ask the question, doesn't it?
Right, exactly.
Are you dumb like your mother?
There Absolutely.
You go. All right, thank you, honey. That's a mighty good one.
Yeah.
A Buzz.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Buzz, how is it that Mike Vick found Jesus and you can't?
I don't know. Maybe I need something like that to happen to me.
Well, before you do through this situation, I found Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Before you do the news, Buzz, I'm going to give you a live crab.
Thank you, Mike. You know, through this situation, I found Jesus.
Yeah, and he doesn't say. Jesus said, get the F out of here. You killed dogs.
Mike Vick don't play that way.
Anyway, it's the Mike Vick news, right, Buzz?
And some Britney news to go with it.
Oh, my girl.
And hey, Don, did I tell you the story about Ida's mom who left the Jeep at the liquor store? Walked home.
What?
Forgot it was there.
No.
That's great. And then they all went looking for ducks.
Where is my prosthetic breast?
It's lost in the fog, Don.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.